We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Eagles Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is the EWU Football Coaches Show, powered by G Automotive. Also brought to you by Numerica Credit Union, Life Moves, Live Well, MultiCare Health System, Northern Quest Resort and Casino, the place where Eagles fans love to stay and play, and by Pepsi, the official soft drink of Eastern Athletics. Now, here are your hosts, Larry Weir and Paul Sorensen.
And welcome here to Northern Quest Resort and Casino. We're inside M&D, as usual, for the Eagle Football Coaches Show. Coach Best will join us in just a moment or two. We will have two player guests, Johnny Edwards IV and Bradley Alexander, will be here with us as well. Eagles lose for the first time in Sacramento on Saturday as they fell to the Hornets by the score of 48-27. They had been 12-0 playing there, and now they are at 12-1 after the loss. They're 1-1 in Big Sky play, 2-4 overall heading into this week's game as the Eagles will take on Northern Colorado for homecoming, and our game will start at 1 o'clock on Saturday. Pregame show will begin at noon here along the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield IMG. Coach Best joins us now. Frustrating ball game for you, I know, on Saturday against Sacramento State, because when you look at the stats, you know, you outgain them. You're even in the turnover margin. You're even in third downs. You're basically even in the red zone. There's a lot of things you guys did okay, but I guess nothing that you did really bad, but probably nothing you did spectacularly either.
Yeah, you know, and okay is not going to win in the Big Sky, and it's not going to win most games. I don't want to be okay and squeak one out either. You know, at the end of the day, a win's a win is a win. I get it, but stats always tell, or don't lie, but they always tell a story. There's a few things that pop out. Defensively, we gave up a few big touchdowns that can kind of overdo what you did without those big touchdowns, where you played really good sound defense and all of a sudden you have one breakdown here, one breakdown there. 6 of 13 in the first half, third down, and 0 of 6 in the second half on offense. So when you're not moving the sticks in the second half on third down, and then you have two turnovers that ended up going the other way for 6 points. So you gave up 14 points essentially on offense, and it's not by design. They had a great play. We had a screen called on one of them and a sack fumble on the other one, and had the screen been caught by our guy, it would have been probably 14, 15, 16 yards going the other way. Just they twisted into it and ricocheted off of it, and they ended up getting 14 points off the two turnovers right away. So I wouldn't say that's the difference of the game, but that certainly didn't help us in our efforts.
Overall on the season, though, you're +4 in turnovers. You're winning third down, et cetera. So, you know, it's not like 2015 where you couldn't get off the field on third down, and especially on third and long. And it's not like some other years where you can just look at something and say, we need to fix this. Yeah. You're doing pretty well in all phases, but it is inconsistency, I guess, maybe, the problem.
It's the best way to put it. You know, and I challenge the team. You look at the last probably, especially the last two games, we've kind of taken a turn for the worse on offense third down conversions and taken a turn for the better on defense and third down stops. And so somehow we got to get that together. Our fourth down, I think we're 1 of 8 on the year. A few of those are, you know, 3 or 4 of those are four situations late in a ball game where no matter what the distance is, you're going to go for it. But we've got to find ways, whether they're creative or base ways, to be able to get in situations where whatever the distance is on those third and if not the fourth downs, to be able to move the sticks to keep your offense on the field. So we collectively, like you said, the inconsistencies are the things. It's kind of the scratch on your back that you can't reach. I mean, you can put your fingers on a few things, but what do you want to hone in on? If there's 6 or 8, what are the 1 or 2 that we need to really drill and emphasize as we go forward? Because turnovers, like you said, we're in the plus portion of things. And so in 17, we're on the minus portion of things, but had a better record of time. So like I said, numbers don't lie, but they don't tell the whole story.
And the other thing that you know that you're getting from the guys, and it's an outstanding deal, is you're getting the effort. You're just not getting rewarded for playing really hard.
Yeah, you know, and that's the standard that we play hard, but I think these guys love each other that much that you watch a few times on film. I mean, you got a back that's, you know, rolling over a play fake, and all of a sudden 35, 40 yards downfield as a senior, so he's been around the block a little bit, and Antoine Custer, it's not like he's just a spring chicken, and he's run down trying to throw a block and a hitch that Boston caught and broke a tackle, and all of a sudden they're both of those guys are at the 30, 35 yards downfield, you know, picking each other up, you know, just after a hitch where Antoine Custer could have just shut it down and let Andrew Boston go to work. So the locker room loves each other. If that ever wavers, that's a big issue no matter who you are. It can't be the outcome of games. It can't be the record of your season thus far as how hard you play or how much you care for the other person. That's all instilled in our body of work in spring and fall and the stuff we do in the offseason.
Let's talk a little bit about this particular game against Sacramento State. Was there a situation where you thought, all right, if we could just get over the hump here, we'd be okay? Was there a play or a series where maybe you didn't capitalize on something or you couldn't get a stop on them that you thought, okay, we've got the momentum now, we just need to do one more thing to really kind of get over the hump?
You know, I think it's all in hindsight, you look at it, Larry, you know, in the moment, I think Trey Weed's interception was kind of, you know, kind of a potential turning point where all of a sudden our defense played lights out in that first three series of the second half and we're playing really energized. They were challenged at halftime. And that's what we're all about. We're all about passion and energy and challenging. I mean, any aerobics that we're doing or hand gestures that we're doing, it's all about challenges. How can we be better? How can we emphasize it that much more? And that pick first in his career, Trey Weed, he needed that from a personal standpoint and a confidence booster because, you know, he's been thrown out of an immense amount of times this year. That wasn't just an interception. That was a very, very technical, very athletic interception that he ripped on the plus 50 side of things. And we couldn't muster any points up on it. So it's kind of a high, and then all of a sudden it's a, oh, you know, because you couldn't get anything from what a great play that was. We couldn't ride the momentum that the defense presented early in that third quarter.
Eric Berrier had to go out for about a quarter, you know, for for health reasons, and Talkington had to come in. And I thought that's when the defense really stepped up, and they were getting three and outs and just couldn't capitalize on it. Nothing against the backup coming in. But when Berrier came back in, all of a sudden a completely different spark. And you could just see that team elevate itself, and you guys started moving down the field, scoring points, and, you know, all those kinds of things. It's amazing to see the boost, you know, from that standpoint. Would you agree that the defense did a much better job in the second half, especially early, giving Eastern a chance to kind of compete?
Well, I do. And you really think about it, they had 27 points at halftime. Seven were off the pick six on the screen. So you really give up 20 points. And again, like I talked about a post game, we've got to give up less points no matter how we get it done, and we've got to score more points. 27 points is not going to win too many Big Sky football games, no matter who you play, no matter where you play. And so those are things that we've got to continue to enhance, is our turnovers, our red zone efficiency, our third down efficiency, our fourth down efficiency, and be calculated with that. And I do think they stepped up a little bit, but I think they stepped up because they'd had enough. They'd seen pretty much everything that they were going to see in the first half, and we were solid. We weren't awesome, but we were solid. We gave up the one long touchdown. You know, when they responded after the first drive our offense had for 7 points, tied up at seven. And so I think they just buckled down. They understand what they were going to see, because a lot of times in the second half, you're not going to see a different playbook. You're going to see enhancements of what you saw in the first half. They felt good, were energized, and they made a ton of plays, especially early in that third quarter where, you know, late third, early fourth quarter, it was 34-27. We had the ball, I think, multiple times. And so we're our own worst enemy sometimes, and we got to get out of our own way, especially when you're rewarded by the other side of the ball.
As good a run as I've seen from a quarterback with Berrier going 93 yards for a touchdown. And then Custer, of course, had a rushing touchdown of a yard out. But I thought you kind of guys went away a little bit from the running game. First and second down seemed to be a little bit tougher in this football game. Technically, any issues on that front? Were they just playing really good? Was it a combination of a lot of different things? What happened on that?
Well, I think again, it goes back to the I word, the inconsistency. You know, a couple games ago, we sat here and we were not very good on third down, because on first down we were so productive on some of those ones, you know, and then we were very unproductive on others and put us in, you know, third and, you know, not as manageable situations. And I think we've got to do a better job to mix it up on first down and continue to play fast and not worry about what's being called. Execute what you're asked to do in the situation you're asked to do it in. And so it starts with me, and it certainly next in line is the assistant coaches and then the players. And so we've got to demand more out of ourselves as coaches. And in fact, because the players, as you watch on film, demand enough out of themselves. So we need to get more out of ourselves first to get more out of the guys we coach each and every day.
Second week in a row, you had a team coming off a bye, and this is a team that was very familiar with Eastern Washington, with Cherokee on the defensive side, Troy Taylor on the offensive side, former, you know, offensive coordinator. I'm going to ask Johnny Edwards this, but I saw multiple plays where receivers were going up trying to catch the ball one-handed. And I, as an old defensive back, an old ploy that we used to have running down the field, if you're stride for stride with a wide receiver, is grab the hip or grab the arm, try to keep the arm down. And it was evident from my position that was going on. So all of those things, you know, along those lines, the combination of knowing you, the combination of having an extra week to prepare, playing at home, all those kinds of things really kind of stacked the odds, in my opinion, for the Eagles. But you still were in a position to win that football game.
Yeah, we got to play better in a lot of different ways. We got to coach better. We got to demand more. And we got a better execution. And like I said, it all starts with me. And I need help from 105 in that locker room and 10 other assistant coaches. I think we'll get there. So bye week or no bye week, familiarity or no familiarity, we got to play better. It's about us, not the guys across from us.
And you've had a lot of injuries, and that you've never made excuses on that. You've never made excuses on any of these things, which I like about you, because you're a stand-up guy from that front. You had a true freshman playing tackle. You had to move Tristan into the guard. I actually kind of like that. I thought he did a pretty good job on the inside. And the young man, if we can get him to have the Paul Sorensen diet, eating lots of pizza and cheese, he's going to be a pretty darn good football player, you know, here moving forward. When you have injuries like that and you have to kind of on the fly make those changes, how tough is that?
It's challenging. I wouldn't say it's tough. It's challenging. I mean, you never know. And as much as you preach that, as much as you teach that, as much as you believe in that, I looked at Brad Godwin and I said, we've talked about this since the day you committed on the phone a year and a half ago, you know, where, and he came sight unseen. He'd never been to Cheney and said, I believe in the program. I believe in Coach Buderak as a position coach. I believe in the tradition of the offensive line. And so here you are a year and a half later, coming off your redshirt year, you're playing in game six and you're playing 45 snaps at left tackle. I didn't believe it could happen, but that's where we're at. I mean, we can't blink at the end of the day. I mean, there's you only get three timeouts. You're not going to call a timeout to make sure redshirt freshman doesn't need a box of Kleenex because he's in the game. And so that's not how we're going to roll. That's not how it's going to be. And now he's got a taste of it. So now he knows what's expected. And now the more you do, the more that is expected of you. Just like anything, you become a starter, more is expected. You become all league, more is expected. So you only enhance your expectations, and that will make us better as a ball club.
I want to talk about the cornerback play because you mentioned Trey Weed just a little bit ago, and it's been trial by fire for both him and Darion Moore this year. But we're seeing some steps forward from these guys. You mentioned Trey Weed's interception earlier in this broadcast. So what are you seeing from these young corners as they continue to move forward?
Well, I see them competing. I see, you know, even the guy in the back room, Brad Alexander, that had a big pick at the UC Davis game, the first one last year, one of our special teams demon as well. I see the old guys not looking down at the young guys saying, why isn't it me? This should be me. This is my time. This is, you know, woe is me. How come it's not, you know, me in the game? I think competition can do one of two things. I mean, if you really look into it, it's either going to enhance the room or unenhance some that are in the room. And so we hope it's enhancing the room, which I think it is. But again, last time I checked, two play. And a four think they could play, two maybe not be smiling, but that's okay as long as that motivates you going forward. So we'll continue to utilize those guys in certain packages on special teams because you're as leaned on special teams as you are on offense and defense. And so I think that's helped us, but experience is what it is. I mean, you can't coach experience. So the more experience we have with more numbers and experience over the course of this season, next season, the following season, the better off we're going to be.
Defensive line, Keith Moore is back. We talked a little bit about this last week, but he changes things. He didn't get in and make as many plays as he did, at least get the stats as he did. He had a couple of quarterback hits in this ball game, but that changes your defensive line quite a lot, doesn't it?
It does. You know, it brings a level of energy, brings a level of bigness. He demands double teams like we've talked about. And, you know, Sexton's kind of more of a sideline-to-sideline, you know, run outfit, a lot of jet sweeps, a lot of trying to take advantage of those D-tackles, trying to run from hash to hash, and where North Dakota State was more kind of pounded at you. And so he's going to kind of factor in the game a little bit more between the B-gaps. And so he's done a great job through two games. We're excited about where he's going to go and where he's been, obviously. And we continue to lean on him to lead as well, not just by example with a helmet on, but off the field as well, because he's a leader. He knows that, and when you're a leader, that means people are watching, which means people are going to follow. So as long as you're leading the right way, it will enhance the following of your fellow peers.
How important is it to have a big guy like that in the middle? Because I think probably the worst thing in football for an offensive team is to have the nose guard standing there in your backfield. To have that 300-pounder in the middle, we had it last year with JT. We've had it in the past with Renard Williams or Tyler Jolly or people along those lines. So how important is it to have a guy like that that probably demands a double team and it frees up the linebackers to scrape and everybody else is one-on-one up front?
Well, you know, ideally you'd like to have two, one on the inside, one on the outside, because now they got to pick their poison, where all of a sudden are you going to double on one side and double on the other. And so you can actually compliment somebody else, you know, and open up doors for Mitch Johnson or Jimmy Townsend if you could command the double teams. And so trying to move him around a little bit, but not move him around too much to be ineffective or as effective is also our approach too. You know, we're not worried about where he's going to be noticeable no matter where he's going to be. But the Renard Williams of the world, same type of principles, where when you can demand two, that means someone's getting a one-on-one. So even though you may not be doing your job statistically, it's going to allow somebody else, you know, across the front or a linebacker to take a gap and to be able to pad their stats. And so it's one of the demanding pieces. You know, when all of a sudden you're good as a receiver, they're going to double you. They're going to cloud you. As an offensive lineman, they're probably going to try to attack somebody else. So it's almost a level of respect. And with that, other guys got to step up and make plays.
Coach Aaron Best is here. We'll hear more from him in just a moment or two as we continue from M&D at Northern Quest Resort and Casino. This is the Eagle Football Coaches Show on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
You may be eager to break ground on a new outdoor project, but never just start digging. Buried electric and natural gas lines can be anywhere. It's the law to call 811 at least 2 business days before you dig. Spray paint white lines showing your dig zone, and a crew will mark the utility lines. Mark accuracy zone is within 2 feet of the mark, so always hand dig to expose the line first. Call 811 before you dig. The service is free for residential customers. Avista, we just want you to be safe.
When you play Washington's Lottery, it helps fund education, stadium development, and businesses across the state. So we'd like to thank our players for their help. Thanks to the always plays her son's birthday numbers lady from Spokane, and the only scratches with his lucky coin guy from Olympia, and the I only play if the jackpot has at least 3 commas in it heavy hitter from Edmonds. A big heartfelt thank you to all our players. Visit wallottery.com/whobenefits.
Numbers rounded, must be 18 or older to purchase. Statistics and figures are from the 2018 Washington's Lottery Comprehensive Annual Financial Report.
Hey, Eagle fans, we hope you're enjoying the game today. The Cheney Light Department has been a proud sponsor of the Eastern Eagles for many years. The Cheney Light Department has been your hometown expert on energy conservation and services since 1931. They offer a variety of rebates for your conservation projects and will assist you with energy savings. So when you're planning that next remodel or new building, be sure to call the Cheney Light Department at 498-9230 before you begin so they can help you in planning for energy savings. Go Eagles!
Inland Imaging provides our area's patients and their physicians with access to the most advanced medical imaging technology in the region. Our 3 Tesla MRI, 3D mammography, SPECT CT scanners, and more allow us to provide the most detailed and accurate medical images available. And we often charge less than local hospitals and clinics for the same exams. When you need medical imaging, choose the Inland Imaging Advantage for answers you can trust and care you can count on.
Coors Light presents A Word from Kirk Herbstreit.
It's Saturday morning, and that means it's time for college football. It means your fridge is filled with Coors Light. It means last night's pizza is this morning's breakfast. And washing it down with your first Coors Light of the day is worthy of an It's Saturday morning, and it means showers are optional.
Make Saturday mornings even more chill with a fridge full of Coors Light, the official beer of Saturday morning. 2019 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Don't freak out, but I washed your lucky shirt.
Washed it? I've won 3 Northern Quest jackpots in the last 2 months with that shirt.
Yeah, getting a little ripe.
Ripe with victory. Did you at least use the gentle cycle? Fine washables or whatever?
No, I just threw it in the machine. With some underpants.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Serious about gaming? Northern Quest pays out more than 80 jackpots per day. Visit northernquest.com for details.
Coming up on Saturday, Eastern Washington taking on Northern Colorado. It's homecoming at Ruse Field in Cheney. Hope to see you there. For the ball game on Saturday, get tickets, goeags.com, and we'll see you as Eastern Washington takes on Northern Colorado Saturday. We'll be on the air at noon. Kickoff is at 1 o'clock. Head coach Aaron Best is here. Coming up, we've got receiver Johnny Edwards IV and defensive back Bradley Alexander. Coach, what do you want to see from your team this week in practice? I guess more attitude-wise, because you're obviously came in to this season with high expectations. The season hasn't necessarily turned out at this point the way you wanted it to. So what do you want to see from your team attitude-wise this week in practice?
Well, I think any competitor is going to be, you know, down. The easiest time to be motivated for the most part is after a loss. And So I think that that's going to be the, I would hope, because I think we got a locker room full of competitors, and motivational tools should be built in based on the outcome of Saturday's game. My challenge to the squad this week is find your fun, because now is a time where you all of a sudden don't find a way to enjoy the game that you love based on kind of the past results. And so finding fun, make the game fun again, but still using the motivation of last week's outcome as kind of a springboard into this Saturday. Playing at home, which is guys love to do on the red field. Homecoming games, so there's going to be a ton of former student athletes back in town to watch you play the game they once were playing in. And so all those things considered, let's find the fun. Let's not kick rocks down the road. We're 2-4. That's what I do know. That's what you do know. Whether we like it or not, that's what it is. And so whether expectations were this or expectations were that, here's where we are. What are we going to do with it? And instead of, like I said, kicking cans or rocks down the road, let's pick the thing up and see how far we can throw it, and have some fun. Let's aim at something and, play a little game and find some fun, even though the results haven't been the way we had anticipated.
All right, you're just getting ready with your preparation with Northern Colorado, so you guys are really doing a lot of that, I think probably tonight. But we do know that they've got a really good quarterback in Jacob Knipp, and they've got a running game that put up over 200 yards on WSU earlier this year.
They do. And Mr. Hall's, it's the 1-2 punch. I mean, they can beat you with the arm, and when Knipp's on, he's on. He's on. He's a guy. He's kind of been battling injuries the last couple of years, kind of in and out. And, when he's in, they're up, and they do well. And he's able to move that offense down the field, and it doesn't hurt with a guy next to him or behind him, Milo Hall, being a guy that can churn out yards. And so he's not a small back. He finds his way through crevices. He can go tackle to tackle, or he can go outside the tackle. So there's nothing that no stone that we're going to leave unturned as far as this goes, because it's not a lack of talent. The points per game, I mean, throw all that stuff out. This is a game of 60 minutes. I think 110 is a kickoff on Saturday in a homecoming effort in Cheney. Let's rip the stats up. Third down percentage doesn't matter at that point. Who kicks the ball farthest doesn't matter. Who covers kicks doesn't matter. Who has all that stuff doesn't matter. Let's go have fun and see what we can turn out.
You still have all your goals in front of you. You're 2-0 at home, 1-1 in Big Sky Conference play. Really, the opportunity is still here to continue. Win at home. Win some of those darn games on the road, because it is very difficult in the Big Sky Conference, especially depending on where you're traveling. So really, they're all of those goals and expectations, even though the season has not started out the way you want it, are still available for the Eagles.
Yeah, and right now, the goals are still out there. I mean, we can't be fearful of talking about things, but what we got to do is less talk and more action. Though the actions are going to lead to some of those things, but until we put one together, we can't put two together. And until we put two together, we can't put three together. So we've got to hit the training room hard. We've got to hit the pillow hard. We've got to hit the playbook hard. We've got to hit the film room hard. We got to hit those things harder than we've been, and maybe more efficient. Instead of doing it longer, let's do it more efficiently throughout the process and enjoy the process. Because just because you're there longer doesn't mean it's going to be better. And so our goal this week needs to be 1-0, as it is every week. But that's got to be the feeling going into the bye week next week. And so make no bones about it. That will be something that we will look into this week as we talk as a team, is getting ourselves to a 1-0, a perfect week from Saturday to get us into next week and the bye week.
Northern Colorado is really an enigma right now when you look at them, in terms of this is going to be their second straight road game in the Big Sky Conference. They went down to Flagstaff. They played Northern Arizona very well. They beat Idaho the week after Idaho beat Eastern Washington University. They were only down 7-0 in the first quarter against Sac State, and then Knipp gets knocked out of the game, as you mentioned, and their backup came in, and they ended up losing 50-0. So when you look at this football team, there's talent there. They have, but they're also in a situation with Coach Collins that they're trying to find themselves and get kind kind of that breakthrough win. And I would think if I'm him, this is the week that I'm going to really try to fire my team up and say, this is the win that puts us on the map if we can do this in Cheney.
Yeah, you know, and that's been going on, like you said, for the last 12 to 14 years, that everybody circled us, whether it's during the calendar year or the year before. They look ahead, and we're going to get everybody's best punch. I mean, everybody's going to throw everything at us and challenge us as much as they can in all three phases. And so, without question, it's not a talent issue. They've always had talent. They've just had the injury bug. They maybe scheduling, maybe certain things that are maybe out of their control. But it's not lack of talent. They'll come in. Northern Colorado always is a tough out. They always have been, even in the championship year, last year, Big Sky Championship. It was a grind when we went down there in 16. It was a grind. I think I looked, it was 46-31. I mean, so it's no matter when or where it's been very difficult. I think in 2010, I think we kicked a game winning field goal 40 plus yards by Jordan Descalo, and everybody went crazy. And little did you know, 3 months later, you're going to win a national title. I mean, so that's the beauty of sports sometimes, especially when you're on that side of the fence. And so, the other side of the fence is not as beautiful.
They're usually a pretty good defensive team, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Their head coach being a defensive guy and being an alum of an alma mater of his at Northern Colorado, and a guy that's done it, been around it. They don't do a ton of exotic stuff on defense. And again, when you're really good at something, you don't do everything well. You do very few things, but you do those few things very well. The best do the basics more often, more efficiently, more better than everyone else. So they don't dabble. They say, this is who we are, beat us at who we are. That's tough to do.
You can't win six games, in 1 week. So you just got to take it 1 week at a time. That's the key at this point. You can't. You're in a little bit of a hole, and you can't dig out of it in 1 week.
Absolutely. And on the flip side, you can't let Sac State beat you twice. So that loss on Saturday can't be Sac State this Saturday. So you can't let one loss beat you twice against a new team. So when we bring energy this week as coaches and players, when we get together for team meetings, when we kind of get through the meetings and the practices, and when we get through the film, we'll be okay. I make no promises, but we'll be okay. That locker room's tight. They don't like where we're at. We don't like where we're at, but there's something we could do about it on Saturday.
All right, Coach, we have two players here. We have Brad Alexander. We have Johnny Edwards IV. Who goes first?
We're going to go with the old guy, Brad Alexander. Johnny's only been on campus 3 years, so we're going to go with the old guy, Brad Alexander.
All right, there you have it. That's Coach Best. We'll be back with Brad Alexander after this timeout. This is Eagle Football and the Eagle Coaches Show from M&D at Northern Quest Resort and Casino on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
Warm fleece on a cool day.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
We are motivated. We are dedicated. We are stepping up. We have passion flowing through our veins. We are vital. Inland Northwest Blood Center has joined forces with 127 donation centers across the nation to form Vitalant. By joining forces, we can help more people realize their life-saving potential and make every drop of blood count more. Learn why your donation is so vital at Vitalant.org.
What's it mean to be local? What's the value to you? I'm Gus Johnson. I'd like to share my thoughts on being local. Let's start with America's best brand, Ford. Ford was one of the first great American-made success stories. And today, Ford has never been stronger, producing more vehicles to compete, not just locally, but globally. Accountability. When your name is on the door, you know you need to stand behind your product every day. Community. We're invested in the community, just like you've invested in us. We live here, work here, and reinvest to help veterans, homeless, kids, and schools. We are one of the few truly locally owned and operated dealerships selling America's best vehicle line, Ford. When it comes to American-made, Ford is superior. When it comes to community, we're invested. When it comes to accountability, I put my name on it. So when you have a choice to buy a new or used vehicle, choose Gus Johnson Ford, the Ford expert on Auto Row.
At Numerica, we think it's time we had the money talk.
The younger you start saving for the future, the better. Even if it's just a few dollars a month, it really does all add up.
One of the best saving strategies anyone can make is to pay yourself first, every month with an automatic savings plan. That way, it's in your account and off your mind.
For more tips and tricks, visit numericacu.com or drop by one of our branches to talk with a friendly money expert. Federally insured by NCUA.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
We will be back here at Northern Quest Resort and Casino with M&D next Monday. Coach Best will have film at 5:30, radio program at 6. In 2 weeks, we will not, because that's the Monday after the bye week. There won't be any film. We will have a coach's show, but it'll be radio only in 2 weeks' time. But next week, we will be right back here at M&D at Northern Quest Resort and Casino. Senior defensive back Brad Alexander joins us out of Las Vegas, Nevada. How did you get from Las Vegas to Cheney?
Yeah, it's been a really long ride. literally, we drove. So coming out of high school, I got a track scholarship. So I took that down to Grambling State University in Louisiana. And, you know, after that year, I was kind of like, it's just not the right fit, you know? So, I gave Coach Cherokee a call and, you know, it was, I was like, Coach, will you please just let me come here. Just let me come to the school. He's like, yeah, sure, come on up. I was like, great. So hopped on a flight, went back to Vegas, and packed up all my stuff and drove up to Cheney, and then, you know, the rest is history. I'm up here.
When you were at Grambling, did you try to play football, or were you just exclusively track?
Yeah, I tried to take a shot with the football team down there, but, you know, things just weren't really working out. It didn't feel right. So, you know, I just felt like where was the place where I felt most at home, especially during my senior season, going through like the recruiting process and stuff. And that was, you know, Eastern was my first thought. Like, it, you know, gave me the most family, oriented feeling. So I was like, okay, let me take my chance here. And I'm just thankful for that opportunity.
So you were a little bit immersed into what goes on there at Grambling Historical Black University, a place with a tremendous football tradition with Coach Robinson and a lot of great players that have been through there. So what was that like to have the opportunity to be down there with some of the history that they have?
It was absolutely amazing. Just going down there and being around all of the tradition, the history, going into the museum that they have on campus, you know, just walking around there. I remember my first day on campus, I stayed in there for at least 2 hours just looking at one section of the museum. It was just really good. Just being around the football team, you could tell that there was a lot of tradition, a lot of, you know, just nostalgia, and you know, it was good, but like I said, you know, wasn't really the right feel for me personally.
Brad, I got the chance to live in Baton Rouge for a couple years in fourth and fifth grade, and I loved Wednesdays because it was red beans and rice and gumbo, and you know, I mean, I miss that food. The Cajun food is absolutely awesome, but being a 110-meter guy and a 400-meter hurdler, those are two of the toughest events. But do you think, you know, back in the day, Bob Hayes was one of the original world-class sprinters that played for the Cowboys, became a great wide receiver. Isaac Curtis had a chance to play with him at Cincinnati, was a world-class sprinter as well, came out of San Diego State. You know, Ronaldo Nehemiah set world records as 110 meters and played the National Football League. So thinking of that and your track pedigree, did you think that that was something, you know, that you wanted to be maybe a wide receiver initially in college, or did you like being on the good side of the ball on the defensive side and be a DB, which I really like about this guy right now anyway?
You know, honestly, when I decided to make the trip up here, I was open to doing anything. You know, playing quarterback coming out of high school, I was like, yeah, I love offense. I love throwing the ball, catching the ball. It doesn't really matter to me. But I don't know. Now that I'm in college, you know, I like being on the defensive side of the ball. Things are just a lot more fun, entertaining, I should say. no offense to offense, you know. Let's just be honest. No, just kidding. No, but it's been great playing defensive back. It's challenging, which, you know, that's something that I really enjoy about the position, because, you know, everything could be great for nine plays when, you know, you're covering a receiver, it's all good, but there could be that one play where it gets open and, you know, all eyes are on you. So I really enjoy that challenge, and that's why I like playing defense.
And as a track guy who was good enough to get a scholarship out to Grambling, one of the best, you know, track programs in the country, I hated guys like you, because I'd run by you and then you just run up right next to me and smile because you're so much faster. Does that help you as a defensive back? Say you can kind of reel guys in and bait them a little bit and use your speed then to make plays.
Yeah. I always feel like, you know, being a track athlete as well as playing football is, you know, they go hand in hand, especially for skill positions, receivers, DBs, all of that. It goes hand in hand. So, you know, just having that experience with knowing how to move fast. I always joke and say that my hips will never be the same because I don't have any anymore. Being a hurdler, it really just, you know, gives you really fluid hips, really fluid motions. You can run faster. So I feel like using that to my advantage when trying to cover somebody or even just running with my hair on fire on special teams, it's a real advantage for me on the field.
The dynamics of being in the Deep South, you know, at an all-black school from that standpoint, coming from Las Vegas and then coming back to the West, to the Northwest specifically, the dynamics in terms of teammates in the locker room, you know, in track, kind of doing your own thing, and then in football, what have you enjoyed the most about that experience here at Eastern Washington?
You know, I've just enjoyed getting to see different people, different personalities, different ways of living. You know, down south, it is really, you know, traditional, that southern hospitality. It's a real thing, people. It's a real thing. I promise you, people are so nice, and it's kind of crazy. But you know, coming up here to Eastern, it's been amazing. It's been a blessing. Getting to be around people that, you know, they can only have a conversation with you for, you know, 5-10 minutes, but you kind of feel like you've already known them for years, and it gives you that real family aspect, and I really enjoy that.
So track and field, is that something you've done here as well, or something maybe you'll think about doing next spring?
No.
honest.
I thought about it when I decided to make the switch. But, you know, really thinking about it, it came to mind, what do I love more? You know, football for me was like my first love. And then I started running track as a junior in high school. And then, you know, I found a love for that, but it just wasn't as strong. So making the switch, coming up to Eastern, I had to just make that decision that football is what I really wanted to do and what I really wanted to focus on.
So you're the senior there in the cornerback room. You got a lot of young guys around you, and you're probably not getting to play quite as much from scrimmage as you want to play. So how are you able to kind of lead those young guys and show them what they need to do going forward to help improve them?
Well, I mean, first of all, it's not about me. It's, you know, we take on the phrase "we," not me. It's about the team. What's going to make the team better? So for me personally, if there's something that I see watching film, or if there's something that I see on the field in practice that I can, you know, pass on to the younger guys, you know, I can find a way to improve their game, and that'll result in big plays happening on Saturdays. That makes me happy because I'm contributing to my team. I'm doing everything I can to make the team better. So it's not about me. I don't really harp on playing time, none of that. It's about what's going to make us as a group better.
That's the attitude you need to have. What are you majoring in? What do you want to do with life after football?
So I am a business management major. I will be done with my undergrad after this quarter. And, you know, I'm still trying to figure out whether I should go to grad school or not. But, you know, what I'm really interested in is real estate investing. I love that. I love stocks. I love Forex trading, things of that nature. I'm really intrigued by it. I've already, you know, started reading books and getting myself familiar with it. So I want to pursue that. Of course, I'm going to have to work the 9-to-5 somewhere. And, you know, I'm not, you know, discouraged. Like, oh, am I going to get hired somewhere? Like, I'm going to find a job. But, you know, good, I only plan to work until I can get that stuff off the ground.
Brad, thanks for the time coming in here. Great attitude. Great to have you here. And best of luck to you the rest of the way.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Brad.
Brad
well
Alexander
done.
Here. When we come back, Johnny Edwards IV. That's next on the Eagle Football Coaches Show, live from M&D at Northern Quest Resort and Casino on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Yolk's Fresh Market is a family business.
It means I have a voice in the future of the company.
I was hired at the age of 60, and to me that's phenomenal.
I was part of a trading company for 10 years, and I've been with Yolk's now as an employee owner, and it's absolutely been a great experience.
It's an awesome company to be with.
Since we became employee-owned in 1990, that family continues to grow.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pull me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey, Eagle fans, we hope you're enjoying the game today. The Cheney Light Department has been a proud sponsor of the Eastern Eagles for many years. The Cheney Light Department has been your hometown expert on energy conservation and services since 1931. They offer a variety of rebates for your conservation projects and will assist you with energy savings. So when you're planning that next remodel or new building, be sure to call the Cheney Light Department at 498-9230 before you begin so they can help you in planning for energy savings. Go Eagles!
Inland Imaging's 6 outpatient imaging centers, the region's most advanced imaging technology, and more than 500 technical and professional staff make it possible for us to do studies that other imaging centers simply can't. And we often charge less than local hospitals and multi-specialty clinics for the same exams. When you need medical imaging, choose the Inland Imaging Advantage for answers you can trust and care you can count on.
Don't freak out, but I washed your lucky shirt.
Washed it? I've won 3 Northern Quest jackpots in the last 2 months with that shirt.
Yeah, getting a little ripe.
Ripe with victory. Did you at least use the Gentle Cycle? Fine washables or whatever?
No, I just threw it in the machine with some underpants.
Whoa.
Serious about gaming? Northern Quest pays out more than 80 jackpots per day. Visit northernquest.com for details.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
All right, welcome back. M&D, Northern Quest Resort and Casino, Eagle Football Coaches Show, noon for the pregame show, 1 o'clock for the kickoff, Eastern Northern Colorado homecoming at Roos Field in Cheney. We hope to see you there on Saturday. Johnny Edwards, the fourth, joins us now from Alamany High School, where you played with Chris Ojo in high school and where Vernon Adams played prior to his coming to Eastern. So you and Ojo first, being high school teammates, how much was that did you two guys have regarding, you know, Eastern, and did you kind of play off one another, and did that help you make your decision?
Well, coming from high school, he only spent the last 2 years at Alamany of my 4-year tenure there, but we built quite the relationship. If you were to ask him, we did not get along at first. completely different sides of the ball. Always went back and forth like dogs in practice. You know, we did have to go through a little rough patch. But as soon as Coach Nick Edwards called me in regards with Ojo, that all went away. I hit him up, was like, "Hey, I got an opportunity for you. Don't mess this up, bro. We can really be teammates for the next like 4 or 5 years. Like, let's get it done." And hung up, called me back 2.5 hours later, thanking me and everything, and the rest is history. I do believe we do get a bit of juice from each other. Before games, we always you could always see us face mask to face mask, just juicing each other up before the game. Just because I'm not on the defensive side of the ball doesn't mean I can't be there for my teammates and get them fired up to play, because I'd run through a brick wall for them.
You're a guy that didn't redshirt, so do you kind of regret that right now, or are you happy with how things have turned out?
For a little bit, I was going through a bit of regrets. Like, it wasn't of my own choice. There was a bit of injuries ahead of me, so it got to the point where I was the most ready for the college level coming in. So they basically told me, like, "Hey, just make the best of what you got." Like, and I know I still have my red shirt, but I kind of got over the growing pains a little bit, and now I'm just focused on the team now at this point. There's no reason for me to redshirt. At this point, it's just what can I do going forward to get better and help the team out in the long run.
Johnny, you had a nice game, 5 catches, you know, over 60 yards, but you should have had about 4 or 5 more. And I'm going to ask you this question because Aaron Bass can't answer it because he's going to get fined. But as a defensive back, I was great at holding, and I was really good at holding on the inside of the hip. And then when I saw your eyes get big, I would try to take your left arm and pin it. And I saw that about 4 or 5 times. Did that happen to you during the game?
You know, holding's a part of the game. It's not something that I can complain about myself to the refs, because nothing will get done. It's apparent in every game. You can see it with the receiving core as good as we have. A lot of DBs tend to not work on their technique or use their technique, and they'd prefer the penalty rather than the long play, which in their eyes is probably the better move. And we haven't been getting the calls, which is not something that we could focus on. We just got to keep playing the way we play, and eventually those calls will come. But yeah, it's not something that runs through our mind and affects how we run our routes and how we call our plays.
There's so much more hand fighting going on now. I mean, it both you guys, you know, both receivers and defensive backs and linebackers, people that are on you, it's really much tougher, I think, to create space. And so you have a quarterback in Barrier that can kind of fit that ball in there. You don't need much space. And I see you and your receiving core doing a great job of going up and winning those 50-50 balls or getting those catches that looks like you're pretty well covered, and yet you come down with the ball. Is that something, you know, as a group, you guys really pride yourself on?
Yes, we actually for a long time in fall camp would make bets, and whoever dropped the most ball throughout the week would owe everybody a certain amount of money. Like, it was like, all right, put it in the pot. Like, don't drop any balls. Like, we got it this week. And then for a while, we'd go without gloves. It's just something, if you have hands, you don't need gloves to catch the football. So we're always challenging ourselves to get better technique-wise and just football IQ-wise also. We're always in the film room looking at defenses, looking how we can get better, how we can get smarter, reading defensive plays and schemes and how we can fit those with the routes we run. Many times you can catch us on the sideline saying, hey, we're getting a lot of cover two or three man. Here's a certain amount of plays that we think will work.
You know, it's interesting too, having Ojo not on the field really hurts, because he's such a great leader out there and he is really a dynamic football player. And, you know, it's really kind of the next guy up, and that's really been the moniker for you guys as well. You having to step in, and that's really difficult to go through and play 4 years without redshirting. I had to do that. I wish I would have redshirted. I wish I had that chance. But sometimes in situations just like yourself, you have to step up and play. Has that pushed you faster and farther down the road because you've had to play earlier in your career?
I believe it has in a few ways. I wouldn't say it completely separates somebody from the rest of the group, but it does give you a little bit of insight. You get a feel for the game a lot faster than people who would have redshirted. You get to be able to read defenses and see defenses and see how they might play towards different motions or different formations. You get all that insight. You get a look into the playbook week in and week out. It just prepares you going forward mentally in terms of now you feel like you know this stuff. Now all you have to do is perform. But again, if I had the opportunity to redshirt, I would have done it.
What drew you to Eastern, Johnny, out of Southern California?
I can tell you right now, looking back at it, it was not the snow.
That's a good answer.
I really did think I enjoyed the snow, but I only enjoy snowboarding and being in the snow, not so much living in it. But just the atmosphere. I mean, I came up in one of the worst snow years in 2016, 2017, just after Eastern had played Youngstown. And I mean, I couldn't even see the red field. It was like 2 feet of snow. And that didn't sway my decision one bit. I got on campus, I started talking to all the coaches, and, I just fell in love. Like, all the players, it just felt like a family. The way they all looked out to each other, and the way they all communicated, I can tell I would have really fit in when I was on my visit. That's pretty much it. I only had one official visit scheduled, and I didn't plan on making any other ones.
What are you majoring in? What do you want to do with life after football?
I'm majoring in graphic design, visual communications and design. I just realized after a few rough quarters realizing that in my spare time, like oftentimes in class, if I get bored, I just doodle in my notebook, and I'd fill out pages within 50 minutes. And drawing and art has always been a passion of mine since I was younger, but the way I always looked at it was a pastime activity, like a hobby, not so much as a career. But with all the advancements in technology and the now need for people to design things and everything, I just realized that would probably be my perfect fit. I really enjoy drawing and art. And I'm good at math, and I thought I was going to be an accountant or go into the business world, but I think I'll go into the business world more in the graphic design.
Very good. Johnny, congratulations on a good start so far. Best of luck to you the rest of the way. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, guys.
Great job,
Johnny. Johnny Edwards IV. When we come back, we'll wrap it up from M&D at Northern Quest Resort and Casino after this timeout on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Time is brain. For stroke patients, just 1 minute can save approximately 2 million brain cells. The MultiCare Neuroscience Institute at Deaconess Hospital saves time with a fast and efficient protocol that immediately gets stroke patients the care they need. Internationally recognized and the first certified comprehensive stroke center in the region, MultiCare Deaconess Hospital is proud to offer the highest level stroke care to our patients. Visit multicare.org to learn more. MultiCare Deaconess Hospital. MultiCare, here for you.
Washington Trust Bank asks, what's your awesome?
What's my awesome? Well, this week I started training for a mini triathlon in Hawaii. Awesome! I did a food truck crawl and saw a crazy good bluegrass band. Oh, and I got engaged. Probably should have started with that. Love you, sweetie. That's going to cost me.
Everyone has an awesome. And whatever yours is, Washington Trust Bank can help you get there. Stop by and see a personal banker today. Learn more at watrust.com/awesome. Washington Trust Bank. Member FDIC.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
If a buried natural gas pipeline is leaking outside your home, you may see dead vegetation, hear a hissing noise, or smell it. Because Avista adds a rotten egg scent that's easily detectable. If so, get far away and call 911 and Avista. And if you ever smell a natural gas leak indoors, get everyone outside fast. Don't flip light switches, use a cell phone, or do anything to cause a spark. Go somewhere safe, like a neighbor's house, then call 911 and Avista. We just want you to be safe.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service, Ad Council, and your state forester.
We are motivated. We are dedicated. We are stepping up. We have passion flowing through our veins. We are vital. Inland Northwest Blood Center has joined forces with 127 donation centers across the nation to form Vitalant. By joining forces, we can help more people realize their life-saving potential and make every drop of blood count more. Learn why your donation is so vital at Vitalant.org.
All right, welcome back. We will be back here at Northern Quest Resort and Casino again next Monday, and that starts at 6 o'clock. Coach Best at 5:30 will have the film from the ball game against Northern Colorado at homecoming, and then we'll have the radio show after that. Eagles against Northern Colorado at 1 o'clock. Tickets available, ticketswest.com, and we'll see you at Ruse Field on Saturday. Thanks to Johnny Edwards IV and to Brad Alexander, and to Coach Best as well. And for Paul Sorensen and Steve Pry, I'm Larry Ware. This has been the Eagle Coaches Show from the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
On the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College, you've been listening to the EWU Football Coaches Show, powered by D Automotive. Also brought to you by Numerica Credit Union. Life moves, live well. MultiCare Health System, Northern Quest Resort and Casino, the place where Eagles fans love to stay and play. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of Eastern Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Eagles Sports Network.